5 is where we are now, finally entering the top 5 picks of the NFL draft. If you're just joining us for the first time, we call this 32 days of the NFL draft because for the last however many days now, it's 32 minus 5 is what, 27 days in a row, we have broken down 27 teams. We're doing 32 teams in 32 days leading right up to the first round of the NFL draft, April 22nd. We're going to have a big party at Raymond James Stadium. I won't be there. I'll be manning the studios back here at the Chris Thomas Studios for 620 WDAE, the sports animal. But I'll still be on the air, trust me, breaking down each and every pick of the NFL draft all the way through the weekend. We're going to do 620 WDAE. We'll host the party and host the show Thursday night, April 22nd. Friday night. We're going to jump over to our sister station for all of the coverage, 1250 Wins WHNZ. 1250 Wins WHNZ. I know it's crazy, but all you have to do is punch over to 1250, and it's going to sound the exact same. It's going to be me breaking down every pick of the NFL draft, taking phone calls, and having a good time with you. So please, please, please make sure you join me. I don't want to talk to myself all night on Friday night breaking down. And to me, a bigger night for the Buccaneers this year is going to be Friday night. Friday night is going to be bigger for the Bucs than Thursday night. Thursday, the Bucs only have one pick. Friday, they have three picks. Three picks in however many selections, 35 selections. That's very important, and that's where the Buccaneers have lacked in recent years. So that's going to be big for the Bucs to see if they can improve upon those recent draft picks that they have made. But today we take a look at the Kansas City Chiefs and what they're going to do in this year's draft. A lot of people early on, analysts pointed to the Bucs as taking Eric Berry. I never fell for that trap. Well, the trap was Ndamukong Suh's going first to the Rams. Well, I still, to me, Sam Bradford is the franchise guy. That would drop one of the DTs, the defensive tackles, to the Bucs at 3, dropping Eric Berry to what, 5? Well, Scott Pioli's come out and said he's not taking a safety that high. It's not how he does things, not how he did things with the New England Patriots, and it's not how he's running things with the Kansas City Chiefs. Hell, last year, he went against the grain and took defensive end Tyson Jackson, who was projected to be a mid to late first round pick, took him with the 3rd overall selection. So Scott Pioli's not afraid to draft a guy that gives him good value at the pick he has. And with the 5th pick, you have to get good value. Other than defensive line, good value can come at the quarterback position, at the cornerback position, but also at offensive tackle, left tackle. And that's one of the big needs for the Kansas City Chiefs. They do have Brandon Albert at one of the offensive tackle positions. He can move inside to guard if need be. But the other offensive tackle spot, whether Albert is left or right tackle, don't matter. The Chiefs, with the 5th pick, should have their choice of at least a couple of the offensive tackles. Russell Okung, Brian Bulaga, Trent Williams, one or two of those three guys should be available to the Chiefs with the 5th overall selection. So I think offensive tackle is where the Chiefs will look to in the first round. I just really can't see them. Eric Berry, a lot of people have said him. The Chiefs do have a need for safety, but with a high pick, actually with 2 picks in the 2nd round, the Chiefs could look to the 2nd round to grab a safety, whether it be Nate Allen from USF, if Taylor Mays were to fall. One of those get Chad Jones from LSU. So the safety position can be addressed at other in other rounds. You know, another position I think the Chiefs would like to improve upon is middle linebacker position. Early on, I had them taking Rolando McClain, and I think McClain could still be under consideration at the 5th overall pick. Offensive tackle gives you better value than drafting a middle linebacker because you can't get a middle linebacker maybe in the 2nd or 3rd or even 4th round and have him be able to step in and play. But Rolando McClain is a unique talent, was the leader of the national championship defense at Alabama last year, has dealt with Crohn's disease but has never missed a game in his career at Alabama, is big, 6'4", 255, 260 pounds, Ran a 4.61 40 at his pro day. I mean, I don't know what more a guy can do to prove his worth, and played in a 3-4 defense at Alabama. So he's comfortable in that position. And at the fifth pick, you know, to get a leader like that on the defensive side of the ball for you might not be the most valuable position to draft. But it was just a few years ago that Scott Pioli drafted Jerod Mayo with the New England Patriots with a top 12 pick. It was 11 or 12. So if he's willing to draft Jerod Mayo that high because of Mayo's athleticism and leadership skills, maybe he'd be willing to do the same with Rolando McClain. But odds are that the Chiefs will look at the offensive tackle position in the second round. You know, if Golden Tate makes it past the Buccaneers at the top of the second round, Golden Tate, Charlie Weiss, now the offensive coordinator for the Kansas City Chiefs. There's no doubt in my mind Charlie Weiss will be jumping up and down, and boy, wouldn't that be a pretty sight to try and get Golden Tate there at the top of the second round, maybe even try and trade up in front of the Bucs and the Rams to grab Golden Tate before them to go opposite of Dwayne Bowe would be a very good duo at the wide receiver position. Nate Allen and Taylor Mays, if they were to fall to the top of the second round. Then late in the second round, you look at the Chiefs, possibly a John Asamoah from Illinois, get that offensive guard in there. We talked about linebackers. Could they go with a Darrell Washington? I think they'd want to get maybe a bigger middle linebacker in there. Too high for Brandon Spikes, but might be willing to wait a little bit and take Spikes in maybe the fourth round if he were to drop that far. Chad Jones, we talked about him from LSU. So nose tackle is also a possibility. They've got a lot of money already invested in Glenn Dorsey and Tyson Jackson, but nose tackle maybe sometime in the second round, a Linval Joseph or Cam Thomas would be possibilities for the Chiefs there. So the Chiefs definitely have plenty of needs, but I think there's plenty of prospects that fit all of those needs. It's just how that puzzle comes together for the Chiefs, and it all starts with their first-round selection, which I think will be between going with an offensive lineman, Rolando McClain at middle linebacker, and Eric Berry, with Eric Berry probably being third on the list because of his positional value. That's going to do it for the Chiefs today. Tomorrow, the fourth overall selection is the Washington Redskins. They got their quarterback, but who's going to protect him? Well, we'll see if we can break down the offensive tackles and maybe who else the Redskins could be looking at with the fourth overall pick. So make sure you come back tomorrow and check that out as 32 days of the NFL draft continues tomorrow right here at JoeBucksFan.com.